G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Audio on demand from Vision Christian Media.
Exploring faith and the future. Neil Johnson and Bible teacher, Dr. Camille Majdali.
We're talking about growing spiritually and today talking some more about discipleship. Camille, when we talk discipleship, sometimes we talk about that idea of being called. Now, being called is something we sometimes think about people who are called to the mission field or called to the ministry, but we are all called to be disciples.
Very true, Neil. We all are called to be disciples. And I'll go further. We're all called as disciples to serve the Lord. All of us are called to ministry, whether it's full-time, upfront, credentialed, or whether it's behind the scenes, part-time, or, yes, not on the front lines. All of us can make a difference. And the person who's the unsung hero is just as important as the person who is visible for all in terms of ministry. So I believe we're all called to discipleship and we're all called to serve the Lord. But we do need to address the issue that came up in our last segment. We quoted from Matthew 22, verse 14. And Jesus says, "For many are called, but few are chosen." I believe we need to take a good look at this concept. For me, first of all, this verse should instill at least a mild infusion of the fear of God. When I say mild, we should already have it and then get another charge, as it were. Because to me, to merely be called is not enough. If all you do is remain called, you will be unfulfilled. We have to make the transition from being called to chosen. And I personally believe that there are many who don't make that transition. I'm not necessarily talking about their salvation, but I am talking about their calling, why God put this individual on the planet. He didn't put them on the planet just to flounder, and he didn't put them on the planet to do their own thing. He put them on the planet to do good works for the sake of his kingdom. Ephesians 2:10, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. Many people may not make it to that appointed position because of how they responded or failed to respond to the call of God.
So how does that calling look in practice? I guess it's going to be different for everyone, but is there any commonality in the way that calling happens and the way we respond to that calling to discipleship?
Neil, it could be that everybody gets a customized mode of call as well as call, meaning it happens different for different people. However, in order to make the transition of being called to chosen, there is something where we have a common denominator. Now, I don't claim to have the final authority or interpretation on this, but I don't believe I'm far off the mark if I'm off at all. I personally believe that when Jesus says, "Many are called, but few are chosen," what makes the difference? The chosen said yes when God called, and the rest said no. It's that black and white.
So the choice comes back to the individual believer. Am I going to say yes to being a disciple of Jesus Christ? Am I going to say no? And what would my life look like depending on the choice that I make?
It does go back to the individual believer because it's like with salvation. Who is the gospel for? It's for everyone. And not everyone has heard the gospel yet. But certainly, for those that have heard, they have to make a choice, yes or no. If they say no, well, then they're without the gospel and all its amazing benefits. But if they say yes, then they have also made that transition from called to chosen.
Faith and the future with Neil Johnson and Dr. Camille Majdali from Teach All Nations. For more from Dr. Majdali, including books and DVDs on prophecy, Bible commentaries, plus today's and other episodes of Faith in the Future, go to vision.org.au.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.